In Matthew chapter 17, I'm going to read just, four verses to you, and then we'll look at those verses. And these are, again, verses I think probably we read the Gospels, we probably read those over and over and over again, which is good because we love seeing about Jesus. We love learning what Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John show us, teach us about the life of Jesus, the life of God in the flesh here with us. We love those things. So I know all these verses are familiar, but I also love the fact that you can read four simple verses like this and find out that while they are simple, they also have amazing depth and how it just ties all the word together. So in Matthew chapter 17, it says, "And when they came to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter and said, Doth not your master pay tribute? He said, Yes. And when he was come into the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, Wait, thinkest thou, Simon, of what do the kings of earth take custom or tribute, of their own children or of strangers? And Peter saith unto him, Of strangers. Jesus saith unto him, Then are the children free, notwithstanding, lest we should offend them. Go thou to the sea, cast a hook, take up the fish that first cometh up, and when thou hast opened his mouth, thou taketh and find a piece of money, take that and give it unto them for me and for thee." So this is Jesus, and we just love the story of here they're coming to collect the temple tax. And so those who are collecting the tax ask Peter, "Does your master, does he pay the temple tax? Does he honor the temple tax?" And Peter says, "Yes. Yes, he does." And then he comes in to Jesus, and Jesus says, "Now think about this. Think about this, Peter." The question that he's asking of Peter is, do earthly rulers, do they collect taxes? Do they collect money? Do they make excessive demands upon their own sons and their own family? Or do they make it upon others? And Peter says, "Well, from people that are not their own family." And Jesus said, "So then the sons are exempt." So let's look at what's being said here. So I'm going to read this whole thing again, but I'm going to read in the Amplified Bible, which is going to stretch it out a little bit more. "When they arrived in Capernaum, the collectors of the half shekel, the temple tax, went up to Peter and said, Does not your teacher pay the half shekel? He answered," so this is Peter's answer, "Yes. And when he came home, Jesus spoke to him about it first, saying, What do you think, Simon? For whom do earthly rulers collect duties or tribute? From their own sons or from others? Others not of their own family. And when Peter said, From other people, not of their own family, Jesus said to him, The sons are exempt. Then the sons are exempt. However, in order not to give offense and to cause them to stumble, that is to cause them to judge unfavorably and unjustly, go down to the sea, throw in a hook, take the first fish that comes up, and when you open its mouth, you will find there a shekel. Take it and give it to them and pay the temple tax for me and for yourself." So this is a great story because of two things. We have the one thing which we're going to look at first, which is kind of more on the surface, but it's a great encouragement for us. And then we have the second thing, which is perhaps a little bit deeper. And it shows us one is more for meeting, is a promise to show us that he meets our physical needs here in this life. But then the other is showing us that he's already met every spiritual need. So there's a depth that we can see here. So let's look at that from, first of all, just being encouraged at how Jesus takes care of our needs. So here they are collecting the temple tax. Peter says, "Yes, my master does pay the tax." So when he comes to Jesus, Jesus says, "Well, here's what we're going to do. Because we don't have to. We are the sons. The sons are exempt. In other words, through me, you're exempt." And I'll explain that in just a minute. But he's saying that we're exempt from that because of who I am, because I'm the Son of God, because I am Jesus, I'm the Messiah, I'm God, I've come. Because of that, we are exempt from that. However, so as to not cause offense and to be falsely accused or to be spoken of unjustly, to not cause offense to those who don't understand, let's not close that door, let's not cause offense. So to not cause offense, go and you're going to collect that money. Here's where you're going to find the money. You're a fisherman, you go cast your hook into the sea. God himself, God the Father, is going to provide a fish who will latch onto that hook. And God the Father has already provided that fish with a gold coin, or with a coin, with a shekel, not a gold coin, with a shekel. And when you bring it up, you take the shekel, use the shekel. It's a half shekel tax, so it's going to pay for yours and for mine. So when you stop and think about this, what a great illustration this is. If you have a need in your life, and let's look at it. This is obviously a financial need that they had. So when you have a financial need in your life, the example that God is showing us is he's going to provide for your needs. And he'll provide supernaturally for your needs. Now, a lot of times because we believe that God's going to provide for our needs, we just assume that, well, I can just sit back and relax. I'll watch TV today and not do anything because God's going to provide for my needs. He will provide for your needs. And he'll provide supernaturally. But he's not going to create money for you. You know, he's not going to rain down money from heaven for you. He's not going to instruct you to go outside, stand in your backyard, and wait for bags of money to drop into your life. That's just not the way it's going to work. That's not the way that he does things. He has provided for you all that you need. He will bring the money to you. God is well able to bring the money that you need. But for Peter to get the money that he needed, Peter had to first do something. What was Peter? He was a fisherman. So Jesus said, go apply your trade. Go apply what you do. Go put forth the effort into what you do. And then you watch how God is going to bring the increase supernaturally through what you do. So Peter still had to put forth the effort. He had to do what he was trained to do, what he did. He still put his hand to work. He's a fisherman. He casts a hook. When he casts a hook, God provided. He did what he was to do. He put forth effort. And when he put forth effort, he did the small thing. You know, from Peter's perspective, you'd be thinking, well, when I get a fish, it's going to take a lot of fish. It's going to take a lot of fish to get this this one shekel to pay for both Jesus and I. But all he has to do is send out the hook and bring in the fish. And then God provided within the fish. Didn't take a multitude of fish, just took one fish, because that fish had the shekel in his mouth. And this just shows us that God will meet our needs supernaturally if we put forth the effort, if we put forth the work, if we put our hand to the effort, if we will do something in the act of doing it, God then responds and will supernaturally provide. Now think about this. God had to arrange for somebody on a boat somewhere on the Sea of Galilee. Somebody dropped a shekel into the water. Sea of Galilee may not be a huge sea. It's really more like a lake. That's a lot of water, though. That's a lot of water, and that's a lot of acreage that's underneath the water. So God had arranged for somebody to drop a shekel into the Sea of Galilee, and it fell someplace where some fish scooped it up and swallowed it and didn't really even actually swallow it because it's just in the fish's mouth. And as soon as that fish, as soon as Peter had sent his hook into the water, God provided that fish, that one specific fish, to latch onto the hook. And when Peter brought him in, open up the mouth, and there's the money. God will provide for us supernaturally. It's amazing what God did to provide that shekel, that single shekel, which Peter and Jesus needed. It's astonishing to think of what God did. If God did that for one shekel, what will he do to meet your need, no matter what your need, how great your need is? God will provide for your needs. If you've got a financial need today, God will provide supernaturally. And we can also see through the Word of God that God is a God of abundance. When he provides with abundance. So he will provide supernaturally for your need. But you still have an important part to play. First of all, you've got to trust and believe. There is some faith that has to be applied. Consider that Peter, when Jesus said to Peter, look, Peter, here's what we're going to do. So as to not cause offense and to not cause them to stumble, here's what I want you to do. Go down to the sea, throw your hook in, take the first fish that comes up, and when you open his mouth, you're going to find a shekel that's there. And then use that to pay for the temple tax for both you and I. So it took some faith on Peter's part. Peter had to believe, you know what? I'm going to go cast a fish into the water, and the fish that I bring in is going to have a coin in its mouth. Peter's been a fisherman all of his life. I can safely say it's highly unlikely Peter has ever caught a fish, either through a hook or through the masses of fish that he would catch with the net. Pretty safe to say, Peter's never caught a fish that had a coin, had a shekel in its mouth. Pretty safe to say that in his full lifetime, day in, day out, week in, week out, year in, year out, every day, catching fish, pretty safe to say, in all that time, he's never caught a fish that had a coin in his mouth. So it took some faith for this experienced, this veteran, this seasoned fisherman to, it took faith to respond and obey. And when he, in faith, obeyed and cast his hook into the sea, he draws in a fish for the first time ever, and probably the only time in his life that he drew in a fish that had a coin in its mouth. So it takes faith on our part. God has provided for you. The first thing you need to do is you need to operate in faith. Have faith and trust in his promises. And then the second thing is you got to put your hand to it. It's too easy for us to just say, well, I prayed about it and I'm trusting God. No, you still have to put your hand to work. Now, God will either give you a creative idea to do something, or just like Peter, Peter's a fisherman. Whatever you do, just do it. Do it in faith and do it in trusting that as you're working, God will supernaturally then make the provision for you. You know, years and years and years ago when ministry work, there was quite the debt when I became the manager. And, you know, what we did, our approach was, we're going to do the small things. We will do everything that we can. We're going to do the work and we will do the small things to take care of, to alleviate the debt. I had no way to provide income to get rid of the massive amount of debt. But if we believed if we take care of the small things, God will do the greater things. And he did. And God is supernaturally out of debt. It doesn't matter what your need is. It might seem impossible. God can do the impossible. Just like having a fish swallow a coin and bring it to Peter with the one time he casts his hook into the water. God can provide supernaturally, and he can provide abundantly. He can provide greatly. Whatever your need is, it's easy for God to take care of. Your role is to have faith. Operate and believe that he will take care of it. And then apply yourself to it. Put your hand to it, whatever it is that you do. Peter was a fisherman, so he fished. Do whatever it is that you do in faith, believing that God's going to supernaturally provide, and watch what he does for you.